If you like to open something before the presents, buy 6 bottles of wine at Tesco and get 25% off. And selected 1 litre spirits are just £16. Perfect, if you like to leave the good stuff out for Santa. However you do Christmas, everyone's welcome at Tesco.
18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 exclusions apply. Wine ends 18th of December. Spirits end 1st of January.
How do you fancy the chance to shape the podcast industry? To tell us which shows, which sponsors, and which content you want to hear more of? To change the face of podcasting forever? I mean, it's not going to change your life or anything, but the Acast podcast panel is a pretty cool thing to be part of. Oh, and we'll pay you for your time. Can't say fairer than that, eh? Head to podcastpanel.co.uk and register your interest.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old brows. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, and here I am with Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. You can find that on YouTube. Hello, Ben.
How's it going?
Good. What's going on, babe?
Oh, I am excited. We're at the end of our little work week here. It's been a huge week for us in so many different ways. Today, we'll be talking about Real Housewives of New Jersey and doing Crappens Mailbag. But before we do that, wow, we've had all these shows go on sale, and it's been so cool. It's always so that first, those first few days when a show goes on sale is so exciting for us. It's like, who's going to buy the tickets? Who's going to buy the tickets? So, we're excited. Boston was an out-of-the-gate success to the point where we had to add a second show, within 2 hours of the first show. So that was super exciting. So buy your tickets for that. We also have a show in D.C. at the 930 Club, the famous 930 Club. You guys have to come see us there. And then we have our second show in Dallas because the first show is sold out. So the second show is on sale. We got our show down in Orange County that's happening. That one's already halfway sold out. And then we also have we're going to Just for Laughs in Vancouver. And we had so much fun over the summer at the Montreal version. We're really excited to go to the Vancouver one and be with famous people. Oh, did you see this, Ronnie? Anthony from Queer Eye is going to be at Just for Laughs Vancouver. Did you see that?
Oh, fun times.
He's the hot one, you know, who makes avocado. And he slices an avocado. It's here, I taught you how to cook. So he's going to be at Just for Laughs also. So don't come for us. Come to look at Anthony because he is an eyeful in the best way. WatchWhatCrappens.com. Go there. Scroll down. You'll find all the links to all the tickets, and your dreams will come true. And we're all going to do a group hug at every show and cry and become best friends.
Sounds good to me. I'm in. Yeah. So Boston, D.C., Irvine, Vancouver. All those tickets are up for sale.
Yeah. And Texas, Dallas. Dallas, yeah. Your home state. Home state.
Dallas, Texas. So now we are on to a state we're not playing in quite yet. Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm into this season, Ronnie, I have to say.
Well, good. I'm glad you're enjoying something.
Thank you. Thank you. It feels so good to enjoy something.
I'm still but, I always love doing these recaps and stuff, but sometimes I'm watching the show and I'm why? Why am I watching it? Why am I here? But this one was really cracking me up because they brought crazy ass Danielle back to act like a crazy ass. And, you know, she did a good job at just being a complete lunatic. And Classic Marge came right out and didn't take any of this bullshit, which I also loved. So it was kind of a win-win episode for everybody involved.
Exactly. Like, I feel like some of our favorite Housewives franchises are missing, you know, some of the crazy that Danielle Staub brings and having her on screen. It's like, that's what we need, a little bolt of electricity or jolt and a bolt. So
I'll give you a jolt in your bolt. Let's start at a dildo store, shall we? We haven't done that enough on the Housewives lately, you know? I've just hoped someone's going to get their vagina tightened today.
And because it's a Jersey dildo store, there's like errant balloons on the floor, which was nice. Because it's like it probably like doubles as like a dildo store and like a Chuck E. Cheese, you know? You have to like be careful which side your kids are on. So they go to this place. It's Marge. Classic Marge and Teresa are at this, you know, adult store because they got to pick out novelty toys for Danielle's bachelorette party coming up.
Yes, and I love how Marge walks through a store and is very Jersey, but also has L.A. at the very end because she's like,
I'm just going through the store waiting for my friends to get stuff for a bachelorette party. Thank you.
L.A. pronunciation. Yeah.
Exactly. She's like, oh, I mean, this place is perfect for Danielle. I mean, look at this. There's bikini bottoms that say bitch and spank me. I mean, I can't. Classic Marge. That's from Joe.
Tree's like, yeah, I'm gonna get this one when Joe gets home. She's like shoving it in her purse.
I know. I was hoping it was like a financial planner, like a ledger. So basically Danielle's been super demanding and Marge's like, I mean, I don't think Meghan Markle was this demanding. Am I right, everyone? That's a classic Meghan Markle joke. Okay, that's for Jen up in heaven.
And then she tells us what a nightmare Danielle is being. She's like, she's calling me to approve everything. I don't think Meghan Markle was this demanding. Oh, yeah. Can anyone take this dildo? Can anybody take this dildo? Am I right? Classic Joe. It's a huge dildo. It's bigger than Danielle. It's a huge, huge dildo. And Teresa's like, let's take a picture.
So naturally, Teresa starts talking about Jackie, who she now hates because she had the audacity to bring up last week's episode.
Yeah, you know, which Teresa's was great. Mad when she refers to someone as that woman because that's Teresa anger right there, classic anger.
Yeah, she's like, that woman, she's been around for two minutes. It's like, okay.
And she pipes up, and Marge is like, she was just saying you can't control your man. I mean, that's all she was saying, is you can't control your man. And she's like, you want to control your man? You know how to control your man, okay? I'm like, this is the woman who just told everybody last week that her husband locked her in a closet, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody on this cast... This is the right one to say that they know how to control their man.
Also, Teresa, you went to jail because of your man. So if you know how to control your man, again, I mean, Jackie has a point.
Yeah, Jackie has a point.
So now Teresa, and this is the best, because Teresa's just like so good at playing the victim and so good at turning literally everything into an anti-Melissa thing that she's like, you know what Jackie should have said is, she should have said, hey, don't say that to my sisters-in-laws, okay? But instead, she just sat there. I'm like, now you're mad. Like, what do you want from Melissa at this point? Like, literally everything is, like, a Melissa problem at this point. She's like, you know what? There wasn't enough salt on the chicken cutlet. You know what she should have done? She should have said, hey, my sister needs salts, and she didn't stand up for me for needing salts in my cutlets.
Yeah, she's mad at... Melissa for not standing up with her with Jackie, who she's mad at for not sticking up for her with Melissa. It's like, what? You're nuts. So yeah. Marge is like, listen, here's what I would say. I would say, Melissa, here's what I will say.
This
I'm sorry.
Exact
she didn't say what I would say. She said, listen, I will say, Melissa said that you don't love her. That's how she feels. She feels like you don't love her. And I've got the clip from a bale of hay. To show you right now. Can we roll the clip from when we're on the bale of hay? And she's like, I don't feel like she's... Melissa's like, I don't feel like Teresa really loves me. I feel like she just puts up with me. And then Teresa totally changes. And she's like, whatever. I don't gotta fuck her. My brother does. 5 seconds ago, you were just saying, hey, your family.
Yeah. and how you want her to stand up for you. And now you're saying, like, whatever. I don't have to fuck her. I don't have to do anything. And then she goes, the way you treat me is the way I treat you. Capiche? I'm like, oh, my God. We're doing this capiche thing again. That fucking trainer, goddamn her for introducing capiche into Teresa's vocabulary.
How has Teresa made it this long in faux Italia culture to not know capiche?
Yeah. And now it's like nonstop. It's like, anyway, let's buy some presents for Danielle. Capiche? No, it doesn't work in every situation. Capiche? Stop it. Capiche.
I want that dildos. Capiche?
It's like, nope. Not
so
not
now
there.
This is, now I love this. The post-production department. I love when the post-production department does something shady because Marge goes, okay, so, all right. So what do you need Melissa to do to make you feel the way you want to be felt, you know? And Teresa goes, she knows what she has to do. And then they cut to two sex toys. One's called the accommodator and one's the submission mask. I was like, that is amazing. Did you notice that?
I did, but I didn't put it together like you just did.
She's literally gonna buy those toys for Melissa. I'm like, here's what I want you to do to me. She want me to put this in your ass? No, I want you to accommodate me.
And Marge is like, all right, well, look, I'm holding dicks in my arms, so.
But then you can tell, by the way, that like, so the editors do like a really shady cutaway, and then they're like, okay, we're done for the week, because then when the scene ends, they cut to this like old stock footage of Jersey. There's like a movie theater and it's playing The Big Short and Star Wars, like The Force Awakens. I was like, that's from 2015.
Could you at least... Short.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm surprised it wasn't like, you know, Rain Man and Out of Africa. I mean, can you at least try to update your B-roll footage? I mean,
but
come
if
on
they're
now.
Gonna use it, The Big Short's a really good one to do it on. It's like, it's Joe. He is a Big Short.
It both describes what he looks like physically and career-wise.
Yeah. Oh, God, he wishes. Man, those people in The Big Short made out like bandits.
Yeah, The Force Awakens is also what happens when he wakes up in the morning.
The Force Awakens? Yeah. The Force, capiche?
Okay, so Sal Loretta. Let's go to a strip mall store called Sal Loretta. Because Melissa cannot even pay for her own kid's fucking suit. This family, I swear to God, everything they get is free. Second only to Kyle Richards.
You know what? It's okay, because it meant we got to meet George of Sal Loretta. And George, I like, but still my heart. I was like, hello, George. I like George. I'm a fan of George. He's like, how can I help you out? But he sort of had like that muscly Italian sort of look, but he was in like a suit that he could barely fit into. I was like, whew, things are getting hot here at Sal Loretta.
Oh, God help us. So Melissa's like, you can't get married to a woman unless you have a Catholic catechism, Joey. And he's like, she better be hot, Ma. Like, I was like, well, great. You're raising a little sexual assaulter. Congratulations. Yeah. This is really not, not that anyone's shocked that these two are raising like the classiest fucking kid on the block. But
exactly. And she's like, okay, first I need you to try this on. And he's like, first, can I go choke myself? I was like, Joey.
Be nice.
She's like, I look like a little bride in my communion. You know how sad it makes me that my dad isn't here to see nothing? I'm like, oh, God. Yes, we know. You're sad that your dad isn't here. For Christ's sake, get out of the suit store and do something with your life.
Can you please go into therapy, Melissa? Like, this is going, this is, I am totally sympathetic to, you know, the loss of your father. I think that's a trauma. It's sad and everything. But now it's like everything. You're like, I can't believe my dad isn't here to hear my little son make his first choking joke. It's like, okay,
well,
we need to start.
I'm like furious with the father now, because we just found out that the father was constantly cheating on the mother and was never even home because he's always off fucking someone else while the mom was home crying. So now I'm not really feeling that bad for your father, you know?
But like, I feel
you
bad
can't
for...
piss me off and then...
Yeah, but I feel bad for those daughters because they clearly idolize him. Like, my dad did nothing but love us. They absolutely loved us, but at the same time, he's cheating on the mom. Like, this is like, we need therapy. That these ladies have had like a little bit of a mind fuck from this whole situation, which is fine. But just like, you need to start getting it treated because you're about to go on like some crazy, you know, dog and pony show search for a sister who probably doesn't even exist. Okay, you like, I think.
I hope it's Rosie.
Fix it.
I hope in the end it's just Rosie. Oh, fucking.
I hope it's Kim D. I hope it's Kim D or Kim G. Both.
Both of whom we got clips of this week. Wait, did we?
I don't think
maybe
we did,
I'm thinking
but it felt
of
like
some
it.
Facebook gifts.
You know, when I see those dead trees in the old stock footage of New Jersey, I'm like, oh my God, look at all those Kim D's. Oh wait, those are trees.
So then Melissa, you know, because Melissa's really only wanting to bring everything to positive places. She's like, hey, Joey, doesn't this remind you of the christening? And then we get a clip of that epic episode where Joe and Melissa were introduced to us at their daughter's christening and their son's christening.
It was Joey's. It was little Joey's. Yeah.
And Joe's like, walk on, garbage, to Teresa.
Great family values here.
Yeah.
So now, speaking of family, we now go to Powerhouse Gym, which I believe is Dolores' gym that she has with Maz. And she's entering, she's saying, hi, like to every customer who walks by. Hi.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to get a protein shake and not this cookie. See what I'm doing here, Ma? I'm saying no to the cookie. And the mom's like, I already had breakfast anyway, so.
Okay, Ma, what are we going to do with this shake? Gonna put it on a cookie. No, Ma. You can't even put a shake on a cookie anyway. Well, I thought I'd try.
And I love that she's expecting her mom to resist everything, but her mom doesn't. She's like, her mom goes, what is it? What's in here? And she says, it's chocolate whey with almond milk and ice, Ma. She's like,
it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's like a liquid cookie.
It's somewhere between cookie and cupcake. I like it. I also get the feeling, though, that Valerie pleasantly enjoys anything she eats. She's just, you know, you give her asparagus. This is good. I like it. This is very nice. Give her, like, some, like, unformed cement. I like this. It's got a good crunch to it. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's
you,
like
Dolores.
Me.
No, it's nice. Thank you. It's, like, casually. She's like a video game character. This is good, too. It's, like, feed
it's
Valerie.
Nice. It's good.
I like it. This is nice. This is
so
nice.
Dolores confirms her storyline for the season. I have to teach my mom what's healthy eating to eat. She has no idea. But she knows life better than anyone. Don't ask me how. She's never left the same 15 square miles she was born in. But she's very smart. I was like, okay. So we went from your season of redoing the kitchen to the season of trying to tell your mom what to eat.
Yeah. Wow. She's basically like, so, I mean, I got this new game called Neko Valerie, and you put out food and toys on the backyard and you just wait for your mom to show up and play with the balls and stuff. You take pictures.
You know, I don't know. My mom hasn't traveled very much, but she's amazing at Miss Pac-Man. So.
You ever play River Raid? She's great at it.
So then Dolores, her B storyline comes up. She's like, Frankie's coming home, Ma. And Valerie's like,
how about David? Doesn't he make you happy when he gets home? Don't you got somebody to make you happy?
She's like, well, he's not a big help, Ma. He comes home one day a week at 9:30. Then he works till 1:30.
He's married to his work, hon. He's married to his work, which is, by the way, delicious. It's good.
Yeah, but you know what? He has a motorcycle in his living room. It's very modern. He thinks outside the box. You know what I got to say? You know what I have in my living room? Nothing. Emptiness. Because no one's here to visit me. Frank's always in Florida. And Frankie's in college. I just got my kitchen island. And honestly, it's not so bad sometimes. But a lot of times I get lonely. Like, where's Maz? Where's Boo? Where are you? Where's anyone? Okay? I'm alone.
It's hard to think of my protein shake is half full. You know what I'm saying, Ma?
I'll have that half.
All right.
You know what I do, Ma? I go up into my bedroom and I look at the poster for Ben is Back and pretend it's anyone. And I say, anyone is back. And I just masturbate. I pretend it's me hugging anything, anyone in that poster.
So next we go to Jackie and her hot husband. And she's just unwrapping shit she bought to feed her family from the Greek restaurant down the street or whatever. She's like, I don't got a passion for cooking. I'm not putting a nice warm meal out for my family every night, but my kids are showered and fed. So what are you going to do? Take them away? Go ahead.
Yeah. So she's like dumping all this food into plates and everything because Joe and Melissa come over for dinner. And they're like, it's so quiet. Where are your animal children? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? We're on Bravo. All the children are supposed to be animals. She's like, nah, have the nanny take them to the diner. It's like heaven on earth. And they're like, their happiest place in the world is the diner. And when she said that, I actually got like so – felt so warm inside because I remember being a kid. And like when you're a kid, going to the diner – truly is the best place on earth. So when she said that, I was like, oh my God, she really gets it. Like, I'm really loving Jackie.
Well, Mel and Joe, they come over and Joe's like, I need a drink. Whoa, those are come fuck me booths, huh, Melissa? I'm like, you are a fucking pig, dude. You're disgusting.
I missed that entirely.
She goes, oh, stop. We don't even know these people. Please don't talk your sex talk. So then Jackie answers the door and he's like, yeah, and he sticks his finger up her ass. I mean, he's fucking, he's disgusting. How is no one protesting in the streets over this show yet?
Because we're too busy having sexual fantasies about him instead. We're objectifying. That's the revenge, is that we all objectify him.
We're objectifying the objectifier. Now yeah. Who's assaulted Sam? Bueller just got up off the couch scared and ran to the bedroom.
Bueller's like, I'm doing it too. You said Joe Gorga.
He's like, when am I going to get used to this?
So now they start talking about the drama from last week's episode when Jackie spoke up to Teresa. And Jackie's like, listen, I'm a professional journalist, okay? I'm used to people not liking what I write. I'm like, okay, Jackie, I like you. But you like write like a column in like, you know, the Penny Saver. You know? It's like, let's settle down, Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, she's like, I get off on it. I get off and people don't like what I say. And she's like, well, look, here's then she tells that she has a sister. She's like, I don't get into family drama because me and my sister are 4 years. And so we never got along. We took like sibling fights times 10, like to the different level, like new levels of incivility. And after a while, I decided it was easier just not to have that tension. And Melissa's like, you don't talk? And she's like, no. She goes, well, no one has a perfect family, you know, but if Joe and his sister get in an argument, it falls back on me. And that's what I don't like.
That is, you know, it was so funny because there's something like seriously fucked up when Jackie said that she doesn't talk with her sister. And at this point, we don't even realize it's been 15 years. But she basically is like quietly like, yeah, I don't have a relationship with my sister. And Melissa's like, you don't talk anyway. Back to me, I'm like, she just like exposed some craziness in her family and you didn't even hear it.
Yeah, but it's her Housewives plot line, so we'll get to hear it 97,000 more times. But Melissa and Joe don't care anyway, you know, they're not listening.
So then Joe, when, you know, Melissa was trying not to tell Joe about the fight last week because she doesn't, quote unquote, want to make it worse for him and his sister. But of course, it comes out now. And so then we cut away to Joe and like super close up again. And he's like, you know what? It doesn't surprise me that my sister was running her mouth again. That's all she does is run her mouth. And you know what? I'm so used to it. It just goes over my head. I'm like, well, to be fair, I think pretty much everything goes over your head.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Because he's short.
That's why the camera's so close. They're like, this is as much of your head as we could possibly get on camera without buying a new tripod. Okay.
They're literally using the special cameras from planet Earth to be like, the caterpillar has a nest. Or whatever. So, no, that's so mean. We shouldn't be making fun of the fact that he's short, but at least he's muscly.
Well, hey, I make up for it by dating short guys. I love short guys. I don't understand short guy rage. You know, like short guys are all upset about it. And then girls are always like, I'll only date someone 6'4 or taller. And I've never understood that. Like, what the hell is wrong with short guys?
So, well,
whatever.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, when I was dating, I never had a problem dating short. I once like hooked up with a guy who was like 5'1" or whatever. It's, you know, it happens. It's fine. It's not a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing. It's just height. It's just a weird thing to be weird.
Height.
Over.
Am I right?
You know, height. Am I right?
My new book.
So Joe's like, well, good luck, because she's probably got voodoo dolls of you and Melissa right now. And then he starts ripping off the bread.
Yeah, I secretly was so amused by Joe's reaction when he heard what Jackie said to Teresa, because he's like, oh shit, he's like, oh no, I can't believe she said this to my sister. Oh, this will be hilarious.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not afraid of her. All New York Times her ass in the heartbeats. So Dolores is at home, guess what, cooking something for a man. Like, what the hell, steaming something for a man.
Well, you know, it's what I do every day. I put something on the stove and cook, and maybe someone shows up. And you know what? 12 days out of the year, it actually works.
So Frankie has officially turned into his father. He comes home.
Yeah.
He's humongous. He can't fit in any kind of car that's on the market. He's way too big. Ball. Like, literally too big for
Clearly
his bridges.
Clearly on roids. He's bulking.
He's even talking like this now, like he's dead. He's got like...
I know. It makes me sad because he was so cute and like he was muscly but cute also. But now he's just turned into a big old like he literally looks like something from like that's made by Hostess, you know. And so he apparently is bulking because he's going to be in the same like fitness bodybuilding show that Teresa's in. And they made it sound like maybe I heard it wrong. They made it sound like the show is like next week, but it can't be, right?
It's soon. It's like within, I don't know, because when did they
Either
say,
way,
when did they say Teresa's thing, for 30 days hers, or something?
Hers is after Danielle's wedding, that's why. But either way, I'm like, because he's like, you know, shoving, you know, live alligators into his mouth. And it's like, I feel like you should be at the cutting stage, not the bulking stage. You have a show coming up. Even I know this, because, you know, we saw those two crazy trainers.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure what he's supposed to be doing, but I do know he has trouble going upstairs. Okay?
I do know that if he were to fall over and hit some pins, there's a good chance he could say strike.
Yeah. Wreck-It Ralphie. So he's like, yeah, ma. I weigh 900 pounds right now. I'm like, oh, my God. Someone is going to have to start hosing you down. Like, you're going to have to move home soon. And so she's so proud of him because he's finally ready for a show. And then Dolores is like, yeah. Big Frank, like, he hates kids. He doesn't really like babies when they come out of the vagina. Like, he basically waits until they're old and they can roid out. Now he's friends with Frankie. I'm like, this is the saddest storyline I've ever heard, okay? And we've seen a lot of sadness on Jersey.
Yeah, this is true. So, you know, while they're talking, Frankie casually mentions, like, yeah, Dad told me when he was disbarred, like, as soon as it happened, he called me up. I mean, he pretty much Skyped me into the session when he lost his law license. And Dolores like, what? Frank said he didn't tell anyone, but he told Frankie. Yeah, once again, my trust is broken. He's like my cabinets, broken at all times.
Yeah, and he's like, look, Ma, I'm like you. I don't like to get disrespected. And she's like, yeah, well, your dad's about to fight that one, that scumbag piece of shit. So next up is Marge getting picked up by Melissa in her new, you know, rental. Melissa, look, no one believes that you got a damn dime in your bank account. You don't have to pretend with us, okay?
Yeah.
Get yourself something you can afford. Get a Toyota something or a Highlander maybe. That's like something lower middle class. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but no one believes that you own a Bentley, okay?
Yeah.
So stop.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're heading over to see Danielle, and Melissa's saying how she hasn't really talked to Teresa because there's tension, etc. And Margaret tells Melissa that Teresa is all pissed at her for not standing up for her or to Jackie. You know, it's like catching up with, you know, all the gossip, et cetera. And Marge has now decided that she's going to host a brunch because she thinks it'll be therapeutic for everyone, which I don't think in the history of anything on Bravo has a brunch ever been therapeutic for anyone or anything.
No
but
kidding.
I support
she's
the cause.
Like, look, the cast is as problematic as we are. I thought it might be fun to do something where we could all wear dark facial masks together. You know, really push the envelope here.
So then we see Danielle, aka Miss Havisham, basically looking through her like champagne flute. Like, well, this is nice champagne flute. I think I'll use this.
Yeah, she's checking nice her champagne. Crystal, I'm sure.
Yeah. She's like, I mean, come on. Like, it was just so, like, it was just like, hilarious how she was like hand picking out every flute, you know, for fine
she's
company
ridiculous.
Coming up.
Ridiculous.
I was so happy. Like, I was like just laughing. I just saw her. With that intensity, she was staring at those champagne flutes like it was Caroline Manzo. And the way she just stared at it, I was like, Danielle Staub is full on trash, and I love her for it. Like, I am, like,
she's exhausting trash. She's like when you order too much from Amazon and then you have all these boxes you have to figure out what to do with. Exhausting trash, okay?
Yeah, yeah. No, she's literally like the. Yeah, exhausting trash.
Exhausting trash. I'm like, you're checking your crystal. Last time you checked crystal was in the strip club doing a polyp check on a girl named Crystal. Like, please stop acting like you're in Downton Abbey. Okay, ma'am?
I know. Mrs. Oh, I forgot all their names now. O'Brien. I don't know. I feel like he remembers O'Brien. O'Brien and...
No, that was the maid.
I know. Oh, you think I'm elevating her to upstairs?
Well, she's elevating herself to upstairs.
No, she's the maid checking to make sure it's clean. I just downgraded
her. She's the head maid.
Okay, fine. She's
That's Mrs. O'Brien.
Grantham.
Yeah.
What's her face? Mm. Old Grantham, the American. That's yeah. what she is.
Mother.
Never truly accepted.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, what was his name? Grantham. What was his? It's ruining my entire impersonation of her. I just want you to know. I had a great one lined up.
I haven't finished Downton Abbey, so I refuse to learn their names still. They're not different from a housewife, so I ain't going to learn their names until like season two, okay?
Oh, Isabella. Okay, so Teresa comes over. I'm just laughing.
Well, they get to March's or to Danielle's house. And Melissa's just full on giving Danielle what she needs. You know, she's like, "Hello, Miss Bride. Congrats on this house." Like, "Yeah, thanks. Do you love it?" Marge is like, "Perfectly bad. Perfectly bad." And she's like, "This is what we call the Blue Room."
Thanks, Picasso.
And I love when Melissa says, "It's so you."
It's so you, just sort of cold and sad and oddly themed.
Because when material was pornographic, they used to call it blue back in the day. Like, oh, that was really blue joke, man. So yeah, Danielle's like, should we pour some wine and go into the great room?
The great room. That's the room that has like three extra pieces from Marshall's in it.
I don't want a good room. I want a great room. Why am I over here feeling like the scum of the earth on the bottom of your shoe, just waiting to get picked off?
Oh, I see. So suddenly you're in my house and you're going to just take all the seats on the Jennifer convertible? Okay, when do I get to feel like the bride?
By the way, for those of you who don't keep up with our good friend Sasha Medea, Danielle's husband left her and has been trying to get her kicked out of this house for months now, and she's refusing to leave, claiming squatter's rights. So, just, you know, spoiler alert.
Welcome to my blue room. It's where I do all my best squatting.
So then she makes Melissa open wine, because every little thing is going to make her feel powerful. And she's finally back on Housewives, she thinks. She's finally getting a Bravo wedding that's paid for. And she's going to just really make everyone pay.
Yeah. So they're there to talk about the bachelorette party, and Marge wants to do a Great Gatsby theme. At which point, I'm surprised Danielle was like, "Great Gatsby? I want the best Gatsby." It's like, oh no, Danielle.
The Great Room Gatsby? I'm in. I want everybody to dress like slutty versions of my couch pillows.
Oh, I'm surprised her couch pillows don't have feathers. I'm actually surprised that she doesn't dress her couch pillows up like they're flappers.
No kidding. Well, my mom actually does have feathers all over her pillows. So stop calling my mother an ex-stripper, Ben.
So she's like, okay, this great, whatever you're going to call it, party, it needs to be perfect, okay? I only want dairy and gluten-free options. And at first, when she said that, I thought she wanted only dairy and then also gluten-free options. I was like, well, that's a really specific request.
I want a non-breadable farty party, okay? That's what I want.
I want long tubes of pasta that are made with chickpea flour.
It's like the environment for my party needs to be expensive. And I have a tough list, ladies. I'm like, who are you? And why are you wearing dustpans as eyelashes, ma'am?
Dustpans as eyelashes. She's like, I want really nice gifts. And you know what? It's just time to be kicking into high gear. You know, you need to be texting me in the morning and saying, countdown now, okay? I need to know how much time is left, okay?
And Melissa's like, so a servant? She's like, yes.
I need someone every single day to come to my house and tear off the latest page of my Far Side calendar, okay? Look, since when do cows talk anyway?
I'll tell you the Far Side. It's the Great Side. So she's like, Melissa, right now, did you see what she asked me? She said, what do? I told her, unscrew wine. You ladies, you answer the phone every time I call. Okay?
It's and about you, being I'm upset here with. For me. Yeah.
So before we get to March, she also says that she has a bridal registry that's only Chanel, Versace, and like...
Hermes.
Yeah, Hermes. So you know Marge
what?
Is...
She needs, I think, you know what? I think that Marge really needs to really seek out different bridal registry options, if you know what I'm saying, Ronnie. You know what I'm saying?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
Turn your distractions off and turn your podcast up. Whether it's a commentary on sports, politics, or nothing at all, experience powerful noise cancelling with Bose QC35 headphones. Focus on.
Nobody goes into caring for the admin. I know I didn't. So I'm looking forward to spending more time with my patients and less time in the practice.
Vodafone helps carers securely check patient records on care home visits thanks to Citycom's managed solutions and our unified communications. Search Vodafone Business Solutions to discover how we're so much more than mobile. Vodafone. The future is exciting. Ready? Subject to area availability, minimum terms apply. Details at vodafone.co.uk. Business Solutions.
Crappin's commercial.
Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable safety dates and invitations, and easy-to-use planning tools. Blink, 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 blink. Conveniently manage everything online and in one place. Save so much time for couples.
Like I don't even know why I do this stuff for Danielle. Okay, when there's Zola here for me to do it for me. Okay, like first of all, you can start with a free wedding website. It's like it's so easy. It takes just like minutes to set up. But there's like over 100 beautiful wedding website designs to choose from that fit any couple's style, even every type of wedding, even Danielle's. Okay, it's crazy. Okay, and you can put your Zola registry on your wedding website so guests can get all the details they need and buy your wedding gift in one convenient and beautiful place. I'd like to add beautiful, beautiful. Okay.
Zola makes registering for newlywed life so easy. I mean, even Frank could do it. The Zola store has the widest selection of gifts at all at different price points. There's something for every guest to give. Guests love free shipping and returns, price matching, and more. Over 500 top brands from OXO and Cuisinart to Sonos and Airbnb.
You guys, this is a great, great service. And you know what? To start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/crappins. That's zola.com/crappins.
Thanks, Zola. So, okay, so back Danielle. Here. So Danielle's like, you need to call me. You need to answer every time I call you, girl. You I'm upset with, she tells Marge.
Oh my gosh. She goes like, my expectations were that you would check in and make sure that I'm doing okay. I'm getting married. And let me tell you something. It was a really lonely day when I had my fitting and my alterations all by myself in the back of the Steinmart. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, we were all with you. There was literally like, we have photographic evidence that we all went with you to get the gown. She's like, no, I went and got a second gown, and I was all alone for my alterations.
Melissa's like, we didn't even know. It's like, you should have called. It would be nice to get a call asking if I'm getting a new dress. Hello? Hello? She's like completely cuckoo.
The fact that she's channeling Siggy Flicker is so delicious to me. Like, get the best/worst of Siggy Flicker, but put it into Danielle form. That's all I needed. That's all I wanted.
And Marge is like, how the fuck was I supposed to know you was getting alterations? I'm supposed to know you're getting a second dress? She goes, you knew I was getting a new gown when I would get alterations on it. Did you think about that? I want to be called. I want to be checked on. When do I get to feel like a bride instead of getting attacked and gnawed at like a dog with a fucking bone?
I'm like, she literally was not there to oversee a tailor sticking a pin in your dress. And she's like, why not call me? Why not break the silence and call the bride? She's literally acting like she's talking about like breaking the silence of like physical assault on women or something. Like, it's just like, it's like hilariously self-involved.
Yeah, she is really going nuts.
So then Marge just loses. She's like, you know what? The way you just spoke to me is disgusting. Just disgusting. She's like, so I shouldn't register as a bride? You know what? No. What you should say is, no gifts. In lieu of gifts, I'm going to donate to charity because you have a house full of shit, emphasis on shit, and it's your second wedding. So yeah, you're a fucking bridezilla and you're being an asshole. There, I'm fuming. I'm fucking fuming. That's it. I can't do it anymore. Classic Joan rant right there.
Yeah, and I'm glad she said that because that is major balls, having your second wedding and asking for gifts when you're living in a fucking... That's not what it is. Gifts are supposed to be given on... It's like to build your first home together, you know? That tradition comes from like 20-year-olds getting... Probably 15-year-olds getting together and needing some donkeys in the yard to make milk or whatever.
You heard it here first, people. The history of gifts. So now, but somehow, like, Danielle, like, springs up.
It all started with donkey milk, people.
So Danielle springs up because she realizes that she pushed a little too hard. She's like, no, I'm sorry. And so then they're, like, hugging. And, like, Marge is, like, yelling at her, but she's sort of smiling, too. So I wasn't
sure. Because she has nowhere to go. Like, she literally doesn't know how to get out of this house.
She's like, I walked out of the great room into the blue room, and I don't even know what to do. I'll tell you what I blew. My chance to have any good friendship with this woman.
Now I'm just passing back and forth. I'm literally pacing a wall of horse.
Because there's, huge horse paintings everywhere.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry right now because Danielle's stupid great room is finished before Joe's even finished ours. I can't.
And Danielle's like, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. It's just that I have so much inside of me and no one to take it out on. You know that. I'm like, listen, you dried up, engaged 19 goddamn time racist. You were picked up like a piece of squashed gum under a bowling alley ball rack and given a house and a second chance at life. How about you stop your fucking crying and get down on your knees and thank Jesus right now, okay?
Yeah. Or as Teresa said when they made up, I'm happy. So now I was like, wow, we haven't seen enough awful people this episode. Let's go over to Jennifer's house where her kids are just like screaming, being just awful trolls right now, just spoiled brats, because it's almost dinner time, but they're waiting for Bill to come home. He's like, oh, I'm at the office still. Ooh, it looks like I'll be a little bit late.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I was at the office waiting for a permission slip to give a woman new facial features from her husband, the most important person in their family.
I would come home, but I'm eagerly waiting the next issue of Entertainment Weekly to put in the waiting room.
Her kids are monsters, okay? They're running around squealing and screaming like little consumers they are. And one of the kids comes up to her and he's like, can I have a snack? I'm hot. Which is hilarious. I predict heart trouble in your future, okay?
Yeah,
snacks so do not calm you down after playing too much.
So she takes them all outside so that they can sort of like run off their energy. They're on sort of like the tennis court, basketball court, whatever it is. And she has this one girl who's like like a hilarious little demon. She's like the second coming of Melania in sort of the best way. And she's like, I'm going to throw the ball at you and you're going to catch it, little girl. And the girl's like, no, girls don't play basketball. And she's like, who told you that? And she goes, I'm learning how to be a princess. It was like so like demonic and spoiled that I like just could not stop laughing.
And she's wearing a little Jackie O dress with little pearl necklace. I mean, so funny.
So then Jennifer's like, okay, kids, here's what we're going to do. First person to get 3 shots in a row is going to get anything they want from Amazon. So the kids, of course, line up. And, like, her one kid gets, like, right under the basket and does 3 easy layups. And, like, when he hits the third one, he isn't like, yes, oh, my God, yay. And, like, no one's like, oh, my God, he did it. He just, like, gets it and he turns around and goes, Mom, what do I get from Amazon? I was like, you little twerp, you should get an ass kicking from Amazon, okay?
God, this woman is why everyone hates America. Seriously, everything about her.
I know. But you know what, though? Can you help it if it goes to your head, having that beautiful view of Paramus and the mall? The sun sets.
Oh.
Yeah, she's terrible.
So Dolores is over at home steaming some food for another man, this one Big Frank. And he's like, hey, I'm home.
Looks great. So healthy. Look at that.
She's just not talking.
What's going on?
You want to know the truth? You want to know the truth? I'm having a bad day. There, I said it. Can you believe it? I said it.
Yeah, because I was talking to Frankie, and I didn't realize you told him before me about the set. And he's like, I didn't tell you because I thought you'd take it worse than the kids. And she goes, I've been through everything with you. You should give me the common respect. And he's like, now you're talking out your ass. It ain't about respect.
And she goes, Frank, I tell you everything. I tell you whether I'm hot, whether I'm cold. He's like, yes, you really do. And we have to talk about that. I don't really need to know like what temperature you're at because I've gotten like 35 texts from you today. Hey, Frank, I'm a little warm right now. Hey, Frank, I'm in a new room. I feel okay.
She's like, you've breached the trust again, Frank. And he's like, that's nonsense. All right, you know what? I got to go because I got stuff to do. Mostly passing a kidney stone through this 19-pound hemorrhoid I've had ever since I started working out when I was 4 years old.
Hey, you need this toaster? Why, Frank? Well, I'm going to sort of separate the wires and go upstairs and have a heart attack. I need to sort of revive me a little bit, give myself a little zap.
And then he leaves, and she's left all mad in her new kitchen. She's like, great, I got 2 men in my life, and I never felt so alone. What the fuck am I doing wrong?
I'm eviscerated. So now we go over to Jackie's house, and this is sort of, to me, very funny and telling. And I think this is why the Jennifer scene was edited into this episode, because Jackie's kids are all there. And she's got all this food because it's going to be a big family dinner. And she got stuff from a Greek restaurant. And there's a big chafer full of pitas. And so she gives her son, who's probably, I don't know, 8 or something like that. She gives him the chafer or the tin. And she's like, all right, you think you can bring that all the way to the table? He's like, ah. And he like picks it up. He's like, oh. And he gets it to the table. And they're like, yeah. They like all cheer. And I was like, see, now this is how it's supposed to be. Like, the kids are cheering each other on. He's like happy to do the chore without a complaint, not asking for like a reward for bringing pita to the table.
Yeah, that was really cute. And I will add for no reason at all that something good about these two new families is that they are definitely products of their parents. You know,
yeah.
Jennifer's kids.
Oh my
God. No one is going to think they came from anyone but those two. And Jackie's kids are the same way. I mean, that little kid looks exactly like his dad. I mean, it's creepy almost. Like, he's a little tiny version of it.
Well, the thing is that, like, Jackie and her husband sort of look alike. So it's like it just looks like one, like, common gene pool. And speaking of which, so there's a knock at the door, and Jackie's dad shows up, Barry Mock. And I'm like, who is this person who just walked at this house? This guy is hilarious. This, like, multicolored jacket and a hat and this facial hair and the glasses. I was like, what? It looked like a saxophonist from the subway just wandered in.
Barry Mock.
Yes, Barry Mock.
Striped hat, crossed eyes, green and blue jog. I just kept writing down everything I saw coming onto my TV. I was like, keep writing.
It was a lot to take in. It was a lot, and it was hilarious. And then just when like we'd like sort of like grown accustomed to Barry Mock, here comes his wife, Ann B. Mock. Which I mean, they should just be doing like some like lounge somewhere. Like they should be performing like
clank,
he's
clank,
on the keys.
Goes the trolley.
Hey, welcome to the musical stylings of the Max, starring Barry Mack and his lovely wife, Ann B. Mack.
Ann B. Mack the knife.
Yeah. They are married and very happily married, but they live separately because they don't like living with each other. So don't tell Deandra that.
God, I would get married if that could be the case. She's like, I love my parents, but they're slightly bananas.
Yeah.
And then her brother comes over, Eric, and he's really cute. He's learning disabled, and he seems like a really nice guy. He comes over with his wife or girlfriend. I mean, it's the whole family. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
It's the wife, and she's sort of kooky too. Like, I feel like if you go over to like the brother and the sister-in-law's house, like you go in and there's like weird shoeboxes stacked up and like sheet music around for no good reason, like rye bread on tables. Like, I just think like I want to see their house basically.
Yeah. But she seems to have like a really cool big family, and he's
quirky but lovely
Eric,
family.
Why don't you sit at the head of the table? And he's like, hey guys, the head of the table, get it? And I was like, yep, that's definitely an uncle right there.
Yep,
I've and got those like, uncle jokes seltzer. Right up.
I need some seltzer. Someone get me the seltzer. I need the seltzer. Hey, someone give Ann B. Mark some seltzer. I need the seltzer. Oh, that was good. Good seltzer. Good like, seltzer. Thank you very much.
She's like, thanks for dinner, honey. She's like, oh, in all fairness, I didn't make a thing. And Eric's like, we're happy you ordered. Trust me.
Like, they are on their own little, like, cable access show right now that plays in the Catskills.
Truly. So she's going to give her mom a makeover. And then she takes her mom to the kitchen, and she's like, I want your opinion, Ma, seriously. I'm thinking of reconciling with my sister. And she's like, oh, I would love that. It's all I've been hoping for. If I knew it was just going to take a camera crew, I would have had Eric with a couple of Polaroids years ago.
You know what? Family is so important. You know, I lost all my family in the Holocaust, so it's important for me to have a big family. That's why your father and I don't live in the same house. But we learned that – so Jackie, I thought it was just that she and her sister weren't close, but they haven't talked in 15 years, which is – that's really crazy. I can't even imagine that.
Sounds nice, eh? I mean, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. My sister's my best friend. So more – no offense. So Morristown, welcome to the historic classy town of Morristown, New Jersey.
I know.
It's time for the classiest bachelorette party you've ever been to.
Held in an event space called Space.
Is it?
I thought it said Space outside, but I could be wrong. You know, there's a lot of complexities. So they're there. It's been put together by Elvira, the party planner. I think we've seen Elvira before in past seasons of New Jersey. I think there was even rumors she was going to become a cast member.
Well, I guess time will tell, Elvira.
I don't know. Well, no, it was like a few seasons ago she was going to be a cast member. I could be wrong, but that seems like it was triggering something in me, and I was too lazy to look it up. So I thought I would just spout it out on the podcast and let everyone else correct me.
Well, it looks very Jersey in here. It looks very Photon. In El Paso, that was like the laser tag place.
Yeah.
Looks very like laser taggy in there. And everyone's got their great Gatsby clothes on. And there's a sign that says, "Fine, last one penis forever," or something. And I was like, have you guys met Danielle?
Yeah, that's not going to last.
I know this is kind of a coverall sign, but it doesn't cover all. Okay.
Yeah. So we see Karen and Laura. Why did I write down Karen and Laura? Who are Karen and Laura?
Because anything Marge says, I write it down too. Because I'm like, oh, this is leading somewhere, but it doesn't. She's like, do you know Karen and Laura? Does not look amazing. Come on, put a dick in your mouth.
Look, we brought Jody number one and Jody number two.
And then Marge Senior comes in. She's like, "Hi, I was gonna use a straw, but it doesn't go with wine." She's like, "Penis goes well with everything, Marge. Penis."
And then I forgot to check in with you because I was afraid you would get very, very triggered at what happened next.
What happened?
Did you notice? I don't think you noticed.
I don't think I did either.
Because you would have definitely noticed. I'm actually surprised. If you had noticed, you would have been screaming right now.
Oh, was it Jill Zarin?
Yes.
You know,
Jill Zarin was there.
I did not notice that, but somebody told me on the TV party stream. They're like, did you see Jill Zarin? And I was triggered. I started screaming and yelling. I was like, Jill Zarin, get a job!
Yeah, Jill Zarin was there. But they didn't give her, they didn't say something. They didn't even do something like Danielle's friend Jill. She just was there. And if you spotted her, you spotted her. But it was easy to miss her because everyone there sort of looked like Jill Zarin. So, yeah, Tree shows up, and she's like, I have no underwears on.
I don't got no underwears. Blink, 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 blink. And she's like, is there healthy stuff to eat here? Because I can't have rice.
And they're like, well, there's mac and cheese. And you see a guy, like, the chef stirring some mac and cheese in the middle of, like, a Parmesan round. She's like, yeah, that looks exactly like what I can't have. It's like the first time ever that Teresa actually showed like a spark of judgment.
Well, it's gluten and dairy-free mac and cheese. That seems like an odd option.
That's true. Yeah. So then speaking of cameos from the past, none other than Christine arrives. Because Christine, we hadn't seen her in many, many years. We saw Christine's sister, whose name I forgot, last season when Teresa had to go apologize to her. And Christine hates Teresa as of last year. I don't know what her feeling is now, but Christine showed up looking, I mean, gorgeous. I mean, this girl is She is beautiful, and she looked like she hated everything about this party.
Yeah, she's like, why is my mother doing this again? And now she's marrying some other loser. This is awesome, guys. Thanks for celebrating.
Yeah, and Teresa's like, wow, look at you. Hi. And Christine's just staring at her like, you're garbage. You're pure garbage.
Yeah, Teresa's like,
it's so amazing how time can change everything. Blink, blink.
Like, hard time. So yeah, the sister's at school, and basically, yeah, there's a friend who's like,
all right, everybody, gather around.
That's Elvira, yeah.
Danielle! Let's introduce Danielle!
And the sheet doesn't come down. So she's like,
yeah. Danielle!
And then there's the sheet drops, and there's Danielle on a hoop. It's like my super sweet 61, you know? So she's just like descending down on, you know, this like stupid thing. And then it's like dancing, fun times, bachelorette party. At which point then Melissa starts talking to Danielle and, you know, asking her about how the wedding's going and everything. And Danielle's like, well, I'm nervous. You know, with Marty, the peaks and their valleys. And when you come together, you know, at our age, there are lots of peaks and lots of valleys, mainly valleys, deep, wide, insurmountable valleys. Can't wait to get married.
You know, I was really having a problem with him when he literally called my vagina a valley. And I said, Marty, is that how you want to start this off?
You know, I really didn't like it when he said, how deep is your valley? And I, you know, I thought he was making a VHS recommendation. Turns out he was making a value judgment on my vagina. Didn't appreciate it.
So I got cut off for the last minute here. What happened in the last minute?
Oh, well, let me tell you. So first, the strippers come out. They were all very thick, thick strippers. They were like, this one guy puts Danielle in a chair and then just starts swinging Danielle around in her chair. I mean, I thought she was going to go flying into a wall. And he's wearing like not stripper underwear. He's like just wearing his Calvin Klein's and like black socks. It was like the most low rent stripper. They were all sort of like, you might have liked them because I know you said you'd like a guy with like a little something on him, you know? So they all definitely had a little something on him. Marge Sr. was like shoving dollars into this. There's this one sexy black stripper that she was shoving dollars into. And then eventually Danielle finds Teresa and she starts, you know, basically poking at Teresa and being like, so what's going on with you and Melissa? And so Teresa starts bitching to Danielle about how Joe doesn't visit and help out with No-No. And Danielle's like, and you have a lot on your plate. You've got four kids and Joe's in jail. You know, you need Joey to help you out. I can't believe that you know, she basically is like kissing up to Teresa and everything. And then Teresa's like, and then now we got this bitch, Jackie. And she tells the Jackie story. And Danielle's like, way to overstep. She really overstepped. I'm shocked. Like, just saying everything. And then Danielle literally goes, well, if Melissa's not going to stand up for you, I got you, baby. Which,
oh, no.
It was just like such a transparent, like, I'm on your side. Keep me on this show. Melissa's bad for you. Let's do this. So it was hilariously, like, clunky, like, ass-kissing to be on the show. And I loved every second of it.
Oh, my God. Well, that was a fun episode.
That was. Why don't we move on to Crappin's mailbag real quickly? Because we haven't done this in a little bit, and we have questions that we still have to answer. Okay? Ready to do this?
Yeah.
Dang, 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 dang. Mailbag.
It was on.
You heard it?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear it. I feel so robbed.
Yeah, I heard it. And then it was like taken off before it was done. Now, well,
I stopped
incomplete.
It because I thought it wasn't playing.
It
Whoa.
Was playing. You can't see me over here dancing in my cubicle, but I am.
That is like honestly the rudest thing that's ever happened. That the music would play for you, not for me.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so Crappin's mailbag. Questions from everyone. We have so many questions. We're going to get through them all, everyone. Sorry, we had like Thanksgiving and then Nashville. So we're going to keep plugging through, everyone. So here we go. This is from Christine Zirkelbach. She says, I decided to rephrase this since I'm new at mailbag. Dueling meltdowns along the lines of dueling banjos. Bethany versus Shannon. So let's do a Bethany and Shannon meltdown in the style of dueling banjos. Which one do you want to be?
Bethany and Shannon, I'll be, God, I don't know. Those are both Ben classics.
Well, they're both Ronnie classics.
So I would say you take which you'd prefer.
I'll do Shannon.
Okay.
You're a cheetah brand. I need my salmon with cream cheese.
Skinny girl.
David. Who's the new woman, David?
Skinny girl jeans, lotion too.
I'm working on being less reactive. I'm trying to be better to myself. I'm trying hard not to be mad at David, but then at the same time, I have 30 to 40 negative thoughts about David every single day, and I can't stop thinking about David every day, and he has my children on some days, and that makes me very, very happy, and I'm not gonna be like that. I'm a very good friend, and I didn't realize that my friendship would be so hard on you, Tamarin. I'm just trying to be better and better and better, but I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Happy. I'm on my bike. I'm working my exercise. I've lost lots of weight. I'm not happy. I'm sad. I'm happy. Here lies Shambador, killed by a banjo. Banjo was a salmon, and I looked inside for cream cheese. Turns out it was a banjo with a snake inside, and I got bit out, David.
What's the matter? What's happening? What's going on? Literally, seriously.
I think that really, I think, captured that song that quite well. Good, Thank you, Christine Zirkelbach. Your first question was so abstract that it became amazing. Okay. I feel like some of these questions I've asked, but I can't tell. Let's see. Oh, as long as we're doing musicals, why don't we go to Jessica Riley, who says, can you perform Can't Help Falling in Love as your favorite Bravo celebrity fool rushing in?
Can't help falling in love.
Wise men say only fools rush into yachts, but I can't help falling in love with cabaret.
Goat cheese balls and a pendulum. I swing back and forth, falling in love with Shaggy, who's not fuzzy, but a newer version of Jiggy that doesn't have alopecia, but's a little heavier to hold, which will probably kill Ken early.
Some people say that you only drink out of a wine glass with no stem, but I always say I want one wine glass with a stem and another tall glass with a lime inside and another glass with water and ice.
So in the end, my couch got redone.
Ooh.
And baby.
Eggs.
Fell in love with a marathon.
Hey, am I too late for the song? Did I miss the song? Okay, never mind. All right, let's do one more. Okay. Allison King has a very straightforward question. What do you think Puppy the Buffalo has been up to lately?
Puppy the Buffalo has been really trying to avoid all of the nanny cams and stuff that's in the room, because ever since Puppy Buffalo happened, Jimmy has been trying to figure out whether Baby is so smart and how he can seem to see into other worlds.
Yeah.
And so Puppy Buffalo's had to be much sneakier.
I feel like Puppy the Buffalo has been advising Jolie lately, because Jolie has been, like, before going to bed, saying little prayers like, dear God, I don't know if anyone is there to listen to me, but I wish we could solve the homeless problem, and I wish I could get a part in next year's musical. It means a lot to me. If you could send a sign, I don't know. I feel like I'm losing hope. And then Puppy the Buffalo appears before Jolie and says,
Jolie, don't worry. There's much hope to be had. You will have a beautiful part, and I'm going to give you a beautiful musical singing voice right now.
La, 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 la. And it'll be a sparkle.
And then it works, and Kelly's like, you're a dork now.
Look, she seems like a buffalo. Jolie's like, thanks, Mom, and then winks at the camera, and Puppet Buffalo nods like, yup.
Oh, yeah. Puppy. Puppy. What else buffalo. Is in there?
We've got a lot more, but I think that's it for today. And we will circle back next week for more mailbag, everyone. I still can't hear the music, but I just trust the mailbag.
Oh my god, everybody. What a fun episode, okay?
Super fun.
That brings us to the end of our week here at Watch What Crappens. Go get our live show tickets. Our first Boston show sold out, so we added a second one. We also added a second show in Dallas. So go get your tickets. You can also get them for Irvine, Vancouver, for the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. And there's one more. Washington, D.C.
Boston.
In Boston. I said Boston already.
Oh, yeah,
so
did.
Go get those tickets. Just go to watchwhatcrappens.com, scroll down to our calendar. There's a ticket link for all of the different theaters. And go get your t-shirts. All our limited limited edition t-shirts from this year are all on sale for the next 2 weeks. Go get them for your loved ones for Xmas. We will talk to you next week, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bye, everyone.
Hello, it's James from My Dad Wrote a Porno. Now, Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without a bit of badly written erotica by a 60-year-old retired dad. And you're in luck because this year's Christmas Porno Special is available right now exclusively on Spotify for 2 weeks only to get you in the festive mood. Not only that, but you can also listen to all 4 seasons of My Dad Wrote a Porno, as well as thousands of other amazing podcasts for your oral pleasure. Just head over to Spotify and start listening right now.
At AO, when you buy a new OLED TV, those festive films will look even more magical. With brands like LG, Philips and Toshiba, you can enjoy the classics in vibrant colour and super sharp definition. And there's £10 off everything over £299 with the code PODCAST10. Plus, with delivery in time for Christmas, you can be sure of a better tomorrow. AO.com, the online electrical store.
AO, let's go!
See online for details, terms and conditions apply.